is Davin's Den.
Screams what I think. All right. Honestly, we're going to do some Name That Orgasm. I'm going to find the music for that.
He's a douchist.
There we go. Name That Orgasm, track one. We're going to play the music. We're going to have some fun, whether if it fucking kills us, and it just might.
Nah, this is a rough show, man.
It most certainly is.
This is the hardest show I've done with you guys.
Welcome to the fucking real zone.
No, you just ain't. Wow.
We go hard or go home.
Sometimes we go home hard.
Sometimes we go home.
That's a bad night when that happens.
And we're talking about me.
Well, you have a little rowboat. It's possible. Rough seas.
Whoa. Dude.
Right, well, I'm getting us on track for Name That Orgasm. Let's listen to Joe's Creation.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to the game show that people keep coming and coming and coming back to. Name That Orgasm!
Oh, that nice little orgasm was a nice touch. No, I don't want to say I'm playing.
I know. No, these aren't the answers. These are the categories.
No, the categories she's given.
Yeah, yeah, I know, but it's just nice to have them in front of you.
Oh, look at you
it's
being
nice. It's nice when you get them like this.
Oh, that's very nice of you. All right.
It's hard when you
I was being the secretary.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
Secretary Helix.
Okay, so as with all the times that we play Name That Orgasm, the categories are given to you from different countries, but then you have to guess what the answers are. So here are the categories for which countries these orgasms might be based on. Italy, China. Germany, Australia. Yeah, there's a China involved.
China.
Russia, Portugal,
Russia.
Greece,
getting back to me.
Japan, India, or the Philippines.
Did you say Greece?
I did.
Okay.
I did. So, those are the categories, and now we're going to listen to the
What's
orgasms.
The second one? Oh, is that China?
China.
China.
China. China.
You write it like I expect a person to say it.
Who gets a job? China.
Listen, I was trying
both,
to,
I'm not really China. Sure what I'm looking at or hearing.
I'm trying to chop these down for all three of you as
no,
fast
you,
as
you
I
listen,
could.
Listen, you did a fine job.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm just multitasking because this show has gone on way too long, so tonight's gotten even fucking later. All right.
All right. Fabulous.
Okay, so.
Fucking deadlines.
Do you want to play the...
I'm listening.
All right, well, you have to play the first orgasm.
Oh, I guess I have to
participate. Yeah, you have to actually participate.
All right, tell me up. Somebody's going to come.
Tell me up. Somebody's going to come.
All right, should I shut off our mics or leave the mics on?
I'll leave our mics on.
Right,
it's funny.
This is loud enough. Well, it depends on the level you recorded it.
Oh, okay. I hope it's loud enough.
First orgasm. Let me blast it. The volume I'm talking about.
You don't have to participate that way.
Just turn around and point the other way.
I like to be hands-on in my no, in my gameplay. All right. I think I'm gonna I think I'm gonna shut off our mics.
So that's louder. Good.
Yeah,
okay.
I think that's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, she sounded like a good girl, though. Not very wild.
Nice background. Yeah. Nice family.
Yeah.
Probably well educated.
Good upbringing, yeah.
probably a fine, upstanding man of society.
and which country is this upbringing?
I'll go with Italy.
Italy, okay. Nice Italian girl. That's
yeah, she's like a nice Italian chick.
Okay.
I'm going Germany.
Okay.
I really think it was a little shot there for Nazi this girl. I'm going to go Australia.
Okay.
And we're all going to be wrong.
No, actually, Joe called it. It's German.
Well, of course he did.
German chick, yeah.
German.
That nice and quiet.
Shocking.
Like, more!
I could see Germany. Yeah, I could see Germany.
I mean, yeah.
All right, next orgasm. Oh.
Wow, that was wet and wild.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
That was slappy.
God.
Tavin, you go first this time.
I'll go Philippines.
Okay.
That one sounded oily. I'm going to go with Greece.
I'm going to go with Japan.
Okay.
Sounds like Rush just had an orgasm over there. I'm gonna go Bronx, Guinea.
Yeah, there you go. Fungo.
Okay, so Davin said Philippines, Russ said Greece, and Joe said Japan. Joe,
look at you.
Really? How?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And, you
and, that, and that cast is from typing my ass. Your knowledge is very strong. Clearly, you're prepared.
Look at that.
Clearly,
that
Joe wanted to
carpal tunnel. Really?
Yeah. Hey.
Hysterical.
He's challenging Tom tonight.
If he shows up next
he's
week with a brace on his other hand, you're going to know.
Not that big.
You really like the game.
Funny. One hand is fine. Too long for you, Joe?
Too much.
Joe's like, I, you know, I'm done.
I'm watching TV by then.
Yeah, exactly. You finish you up over there.
Where's the Cheetos?
Boom, slash, click.
There's a
boom,
track.
Splash, click.
That's the name of your new album.
I'm disappointed if any of you thought that was too long to hear that. But
boom.
Slash, click.
Splash.
Not splash.
There's no fucking guitarist in here.
Boom, yeah. Splash, click.
All right. I guess Joe goes first here on this one, right?
China.
All right.
Yes. China.
Thinking, he's thinking that was a China.
Ooh. I'll go Joe's favorite, the Russians.
Okay.
Yeah, she overplayed her hand. I'm going to go with the Russians.
Somebody tried to interfere with that orgasm.
She overplayed it.
A little too much.
Okay.
Nobody's believing you like the sister.
China, Russia, Russia. Sorry, it was India.
You're not
really
supposed to tell
India
us when we get it wrong. Wow. You're supposed to leave it on the board.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I didn't use.
You should know.
Them
we've only
twice.
Played this a bunch of times.
I know. I didn't use any of them twice.
I understand that, but it makes it harder when there's extra ones on the board.
Oh, sorry.
The Indian chick was definitely faking half of that.
Well, I took India off the board because somebody doesn't know the rules.
Stupid.
See, Russ, this is why I'm angry.
I'm telling you. You really are, man.
Surrounded by stupidity.
You're a douche.
This is why I turned to Disney cartoons. All right, let's do this one. A lot of ball slap? Is that what you guys said?
Yeah,
a lot of ball
slap. So he was drilling for oil.
And they were probably hers.
No, they were mine. I had to entertain myself somehow while I was recording.
Is that what we hear?
Yes.
He's going to fuck up a salmon fishery in Alaska. He's keep drilling like that.
It's going to be a fucking slick, but it ain't going to be oil.
Oh, my God.
There's something swimming in them waters, but it ain't salmon.
There's thousands of them. Millions of them.
Don't
going
eat
in one direction.
Don't eat that. Don't eat that. And that ain't caviar.
Oh, dude.
Oh, my God.
Oh, sorry. Right. That just came out of nowhere.
No, it came out of someplace.
That was almost a good joke.
Most of us know where it is.
That was almost a good joke. Russ, you go first.
I don't know. I feel I'm turning Japanese on that one.
All right.
Yeah.
China.
And I'm going China as well.
China.
All right. Really? So it's... China, China, Japan.
Yeah, don't tell us if we got it wrong.
Nobody got that one.
What?
Nope. Sorry. Sorry,
wow.
Boys. Nope.
Girl must have been a good actress, sounding all Asian-y and shit.
Yeah, it did. It sounded like an Asian shit.
I'll tell you what, it's hard to remember your lines when you're coming, so I give her credit.
She took a trip around the rim. So did she.
Oh, I see what you did there.
TPP.
Funny.
Yeah. Tongue pussy pal.
There you go. No. Trans-Pacific pussy. I gave that to you on a silver platter.
Negotiate that deal, motherfucker.
Trans-Pacific pussy.
Tongue pussy pal. I don't know. I still like Boom Slash Click better.
Yeah, I do too.
What are you going to do? So many
Boom
choices.
Splash Click.
That's
fantastic. Really good.
Better than the fucking
Nazi
squirrel.
Not if you're the fucking chick.
Yeah.
No.
Pay attention to me. Well, you're coming to amuse yourself. I'll go Australia.
Joe?
I'm all in with Australia as well.
Yeah. Are you? Are you all in? Is that your work, Sam?
Yes, I'm going down under. See what I did.
It's as good as you're going around the Pacific Rim.
Pew, pew.
Joe with a sticky...
Sticky.
She put a little bit more enthusiasm. I'd say she was a Spanish chick, so I'll go Portugal.
She put a little more. If she sold it a little more.
I know. It's that little.
She didn't. She didn't sold it enough.
She's got to have that little. No, it's like she's got to have that high pitch. I'm really doing it kind of thing. It wasn't there.
Look at you being all Mr. Demanding and shit.
I know.
Come like I want you to. And make the noises I prefer. What do you think? This is for your pleasure? No. You got it wrong, sister.
Make pornography great again.
That's right.
Well, he's trying. He's employing one porn star at a time.
There you go, man. Making America great, one breast implant at a time.
Well, like one of the leaders in the porn industry like thanked him for like making like,
get
oh,
out.
No, seriously,
that's funny shit.
And you said he's not helping industry.
Straight jobs, blow jobs, hand jobs.
Somebody's got to take a shit.
That's fantastic.
Well, if you're on the receiving end, it is.
Yeah.
Look at Pip. She's all eager to get. That must mean nobody got it because she's all fucking proud of herself and shit.
No, actually, she was feeling the thunder down under. You guys both called it Australia.
All right, I'm on the board.
Yeah, I was very excited.
Good.
Not as excited as she.
Huddle. All right, two more, and then this is finite. And then the shortest segment of this show is over.
Oh, yeah.
All right, it sounded like somebody like was rooting around for something there. Like somebody lost their keys and they thought they might be in her.
Yeah.
that's what the first one. I know that I threw them here. Did you sit down on the couch and they get sucked up there?
I thought I left my cell phone on the table.
Yeah, would you see a bird? I mean, what are you doing?
That wasn't a cell phone.
So it was going so well.
All right, so who goes first this time?
I think Joe goes first.
Italy.
Italian chick? Wow.
I'm going to go for China.
China.
Philippines.
Okay.
There was the growl. I don't know.
Do the Filipinos evoke that noise when you're
around? It's flashback from my college years. It's a long story.
Nice. You had a Filipino girl?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, I did.
What was that like?
No, it was pretty cool. Actually, she was hot.
Well, you wouldn't want to get an ugly one. What's the point?
No, not at all. Not at all.
They call them Pinay.
What?
P-I-N-A-Y.
I thought they meant penis in French.
That's another word for Filipinos, penne.
Yeah. Really?
It's also a name for...
I thought it meant dick in French. You got a penne.
Something that goes in olive vodka, too.
I thought they called it pussé, but now I know a new word.
That's a pussé.
It's a penne. It's a penne pussé.
So you guys ready for the answer?
No, yes. Let's fucking wait another 10 minutes.
All right.
Nice, stupid.
You just called me stupid. Why the fuck would I be nice, asshole?
Here you go. He's mad again. He's fucking mad.
He just called
again.
Me stupid.
But he was mean to her.
Yeah.
He needs a hug. Go hug him.
Go hug Kung
Not
Fu
a gunpoint.
No.
Well, he's
no,
got
no,
all
I
the guns.
Can't.
I'd rather hug a porcupine right now.
I can't.
Don't there's, want you
there's a lot of things
them.
I can't
they got
handle
needles
right
and
now.
Shit.
That's one of them.
They don't know where you've been. You might fucking take a poison needle and shit. No fucking porcupines want to hang out
poison
with you.
Poison needle. Jesus Christ.
They're porcupines.
Nazi squirrels and poison needles.
Oh my.
You know what? If I was a member of, like if I was a lion and I had like enemy poachers coming,
yes.
I would grab a porcupine and like I would shoot fucking needles at the poachers.
But you get needles in your paw.
And you
well,
actually
no, the porcupine knows better.
You
grab him by the belly.
True. He thought this
so
true.
You want a porcupine
did,
to work
just
out.
Yes.
I mean, well, yeah, cuz there's poachers coming.
All right.
So you know, you
no, I don't think this
so
is improv. I think he actually thought about this
a
long time ago.
Like,
and now we're just
those
hearing
like
about
me
it.
Me and JJ, there's something happening where you became.
Friends. No. I mean, like, ever since like, the mouse took the thorn out,
right.
Me and the porcupine have been fine. I had a thorn in my paw.
Right.
Because to be honest, I was in the wrong.
No, okay. Right. Because the porcupine's like, look, it wasn't my fault.
No, you know, porcupine's doing its little porcupine things. I came upon it and go, ooh, that looks like it's probably like one of those chocolate things with Rice Krispies in it. Right. Let me stick that in my mouth.
Stupid.
Right. And I put my paw down on the chocolate Rice Krispie thing, not knowing it was a porcupine. Porcupine scurries off. He tells his other porcupine friends, I kicked the lion's ass. I get it. It's
just
a big deal.
Stupid did, yeah.
Right. So the mouse goes, listen, not for nothing. You're a cat, I'm a mouse. But we're having problems with smaller cats. What say I take out the thorn, and should you ever need a favor, I'll be there for you. So really, the mouse.
And I pray this day never comes.
Maybe there's some cheese that we need to get.
Yes.
I will call on you.
Yes.
And I pray that day will never come.
You can act like
a
lion.
You for a favor to take a thorn out of my paw.
So lion gets word from some birds of prey. Your hawks, your eagles, your falcons, whatever they may. Whatever's hanging out in the fucking safari. Gets word that poachers are on the way.
Right.
There's a lot of poachers, got a lot of guns. Lion knows he has a problem. Lion goes to the mouse. I need a favor.
We need the families to come together. And this is
I will owe you two things. Now, if you do this favor for me, I will shave a little bit, and you can look like a biblical prophet and have a mouse beard. From my mane. No other mouse.
May it be a masculine beard.
Yeah, it is a masculine beard. It is a masculine beard. So the mouse
Johnny
goes,
Fontana does not get that forest.
Why is Bix there?
Fucking Mo Green!
Mo Green, yeah. Yeah, yeah, Mo Green, yeah. Mo Green.
So the mouse
yeah, my Mo Green sounds a little bit like Bix, yeah.
The mouse, I don't need a beard!
The mouse goes,
my guinea wop friend. Sorry.
The mouse goes, I don't want your beard. But I got a homely mouse daughter.
She has a beard.
You got a pussy lion. That's really not part of your pride. You're running shit. You're the dominant male lion. You hook up my the lion who's getting his ass kicked and isn't getting any lion pussy. He gets mouse pussy. I do this favor for you. The lion says, "Okay, I have no problem for no need for that runt lion." So now the runt lion has to marry the ugly mouse daughter, and in return, the mouse talks to the porcupine. And says, listen, porcupine, you know our history. You know what I've done for you. You must let the lion use you as needles, for the poachers are coming, and really this benefits everybody, because a poacher will kill anything.
You want to know something? If the lion married the ugly mouse and, like, let him shoot every motherfucker in this forest, I'm up first. Yeah, look, you know what? Anything's better than being married to this ugly mouse. You
know what?
So save the rest of the I'll go out and go, roar, it'll blow my fucking head off, and I'm at peace.
Yeah, but ugly mice have to try harder. Okay. That's the thing about ugly mice. Right. I'm not talking your Minnie Mouse over there. That's a hot mouse.
You notice we'll argue about any fucking thing.
I mean, no, she's got a nice
policy. This
she's got a nice little fucking bow. She's got friends in high
I'm
places.
I'm waiting to hear if right. Filipino girl just got banged up. Right. Keep going.
No, so that's so that's how the the lion came to use the porcupine to shoot needles to kill the poachers.
Fair enough. I picked
Did
Italy.
Did you just make this shit up?
No, he's working on a fucking book over by the TV. Yeah, no.
And that's why I have to yell at her. Thank you. Now you understand. She says stupid shit, so sometimes you get
I love you, but you've seen him make up shit on the spot on stage. He can do it here.
I wrote a whole fucking world for various scammers on the fly. I can't make this shit.
I love to bust his balls. I make a hobby of it, but it's a second career. But you got to credit where credit's due, you know?
Mr. Davin has gotten around.
Yeah. Why don't you know me?
I do, but I'm just confused. I was like, is this some like old Jewish proverb?
This is grandfather sat him down.
It's an old old family fable passed down from Yenta to Oi.
Have you ever read Bible stories? They're just as fucked
this comes
up as
from
that.
The Talmud.
Wow. Yes.
I thought this was a part of the Torah.
People think it was from the Kabbalah when Madonna was into this shit, but it's really from the Talmud. And let me tell you this ancient tale of my people about the lion, the mouse, the porcupine, and the poachers that they had in biblical times.
The story of the porcupine.
An Italian story.
Actually,
Mo Green was Jewish.
The only difference is the food.
Joe, Mo Green was Jewish.
Yeah.
Fucking
true,
perfect.
Okay.
Do you have any other obvious questions?
The porcupine that wasn't a schmuck.
But now you understand why she must be yelled at from time to time.
Yes, Caesar parting, water's turning into wine.
I parted no
sea. Lepers got better. There's just shit that goes on in that book that I don't know. Water
to wine's a good idea.
I know, but
right,
I'm just saying.
It's almost 10 o'clock. I got to go to work in the morning.
I got shit to do, too, but we're solving problems.
All right. So
I'm waiting to go home and drink. But.
Do we want to know which of these broads got banged just now?
Yes,
please.
Well,
I still didn't get an answer.
Was it Filipino?
I picked Italy.
What did I pick?
Yeah, he said Italy. Joe said Italy.
Okay.
You said China.
And
Russ said Philippines.
All right.
Russ, with his vast knowledge of Filipino chicks,
yeah.
picked the right one.
That distinctive
right.
growl.
You know, it's not fair. You shouldn't be able to guess if you fucked one from them. It's not fair.
I'm Italian. There goes that. I've been to Japan. There goes that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Come on.
Just
so what are we
going to
do? You can't fuck them rule now?
No, we talked
rules are rules.
We talked about
people have come.
Have died.
People have come.
You know, there needs to be things in databases, and Pip needs to have who you've had sex with at the ready for this game.
Full disclosure?
Full disclosure. Much disclosure. No.
Well, if there wasn't full disclosure, he never would have been able to nail the Panay girl.
Listen, I have to watch enough strangers doing it to get this.
Have to
get this thing together.
Well,
I don't want
it's less interesting than watching your cats chase each other, you fucking hag, you. You should be happy about the porn.
Hey, quit yelling at everybody. I gotta be at Dunkin' Donuts by 11.
Why?
To get coffee.
To get bear bait.
You got an hour. To get what?
Bear bait.
Oh, that was good.
Look at him.
Now look at the two of them. Kung Fu Panda and his happy sidekick. What is Kung Fu Panda's sidekick?
That was good.
It was good.
The animal styles. The tiger, the crane, the snake. The whole movie's fucking retarded. Really?
It just wasn't realistic. Yeah. I didn't believe that panda knew a roundhouse kick.
It was
not for 1 minute.
It's always as bad as a porcupine that wasn't a schmuck.
Porcupines don't always have to be schmucks.
Well, yours almost was.
No, he upped the lie and killed the poacher.
Yeah, he stepped up. He stepped up his game.
I'm surprised you're not siding with the poacher.
It's like doing a show with Aesop. Holy
shit. Hey, what do you want to be wrapped in a lion?
I'll give you that. That's some obscure shit right there. It's Aesop, but I'll overlook that because it's so fucking obscure. Thank you, Dennis Miller. Yeah. Except you're more relevant. I'll give you that one. All right. Last orgasm.
Not the last one ever.
Well, the way this show's going, it could be.
I'm a newlywed. Oh.
Who goes first, Miss Helix?
Okay, I think Russ has to go first.
By cock choice.
She reminds me of this Italian chick from the Bronx. I'll go with that.
Italian?
Yeah.
All right, Davin.
That fucking hua.
Oh, my God.
Russ, have you ever fucked anybody from Greece?
A Greek chick? Probably.
Have you been to a diner?
I was a bouncer, so a lot of this is a little fuzzy.
Have you been to
I like the Olivia Newton-John.
At 3 in the morning. Yeah, no one's a racist. But it's all
right. Thank you.
At 3 in the morning, nobody's
a racist.
Wow, we got a lot of contenders.
We do. That's what I end up doing. That's morning. Great. Wow. You been to Astoria?
Nobody's funny.
Actually, yeah, when the Rangers won the cup, I might have that night.
Did you win the
more, right?
Did you win the cup?
I'm going to make a messy on your chest.
By Bugs Bunny.
All right, I'm gonna go Greece.
All right. Lightning. Oh, he's going Greek. Okay, what about you, Russ?
I went Italian.
Italian. Oh,
from the Bronx.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I am going Russia.
Russia. Okay.
No, I was too quiet for Russia.
Why? They're good at keeping secrets.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. But yeah.
All right.
Stroke the pussy slow, comrade.
Back it up, because that was Greece.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Look at me. Look at that.
But still, overall, you did not win.
All right. I know I'm a loser.
Joe, tonight's pussy master.
Wow.
Three orgasms.
The porn washing champion of the world. Yeah. And the carpal tunnel brace to show it. It's Joe.
Yeah. I don't know about this. I know
all about this. Two orgasms for Davin.
Really?
One orgasm for Russ.
I know.
I don't remember having that much fun during this show. I got to be honest with you.
Actually, even though there are varying degrees, nobody goes home a loser.
No. I think we all go home losers.
Yeah, we all go home losers.
Chicks had way more fun than we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a fun piece of ass.
That was fun.
Yes, it was. Well done, Pip. Good choice of orgasms.
Thank you.
Yes, not bad. You had us going there.
I was thinking the same thing. I'll never make any time.
I know.
I'll never make any time.
I'm excited.
Well, we've had two fucking stories. We've had two fairy
go home, have a glass of Jaeger, and wake my wife up.
There you go. She's not going to be happy.
Wake the
with
wife
me.
Up for
no, she'll be very happy with you in about a half hour.
Damn show got you all worked up.
You're going to be getting a thank you card and a fruit basket tomorrow morning.
Don't eat the bananas.
This one's awfully bruised. What the
and
hell?
Well, they were doing it Greek style.
Dude, stop that.
Did you go to Astoria?
Wow.
I got an Astoria right here for you. All right, let's thank you.
Yeah, right here. It's right here.
Thank you. Sitting right over there.
Yay.
Yay.
Ew. Thank you, Russ.
Thank you, Russ.
Tower of Energy is an NEC. It's Reed.
he does shit. Don't worry about it. Next.
Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. TAO, of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can,
and I do new dancing on Fridays if you need me to.
I'm gonna need less light.
Hold on a second. Say that phone number twice.
Pit maybe 15 years ago. Like I had to have something to show. Not anymore.
You can find them on Facebook.
You know how girls have vaginal rejuvenation?
Yeah, what do you have?
I need a fucking miracle.
Hey, he's fucking up his own read.
I know.
No, that's good. I know. I want to do that.
He's making it all.
I want to do that to a real sponsor. I want to do that to one of your real sponsors.
Could you imagine if somebody that didn't know us was sitting here? What does the sponsor think of him doing that? I don't know.
He's sitting right here.
No, usually Joe goes, shut up, stupid. It's the sponsor. Read it properly. Yeah. I'm fucking trying. I gave it.
I'm going to be like the narrow.
He's talking about vaginal rejuvenation during his own read.
That's fantastic.
Is it?
Yes.
Energy, vaginal rejuvenation.
Oh, my goodness. I just want to hear Pip say succulent meat.
You should be hearing that tonight.
Succulent meat.
There you go.
It's better than a Filipino orgasm.
She did well.
She did. Joe?
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch, in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m., Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. And Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which is produced by Side-Splitting Productions' owner Davin of Davin's Dan. Davin, we got anything cooking?
Soon.
Soon. They'll look for a show. So experience all the Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them. 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best, and you deserve Portobello.
Russ, yeah, anything shaking that we should know about? You going to be anywhere out and about, or you want to meet people?
No, I'm married with four kids, so I live pretty recluse. But it's it's all
like
right. I can vouch for your Portobello sponsor. I eat there at least twice a month. And the Osso Buco, that's a must.
Nice.
Yes, cool. The Osso. I'm Sicilian. That's a Sicilian dish. It literally, it's very almost the same as my grandmother's.
Oh. Wow, that's a high compliment.
Yeah, I mean, like she was off the boat.
Right.
Yeah, the Osso Buco there, I just feel like I'm back in her kitchen. I've had other things on the menu. The whole menu is good, but that
yeah, the food is outstanding.
Tell you the price. You think when you walk in, you think you're gonna get clobbered over the head because the atmosphere is beautiful, the exterior of the building's beautiful, the prices are unbelievable.
Right.
Really, I mean, it's the prices are more than fair. But yeah, anybody listening right now and want to support one of your sponsors. Vilas and Buco, Portobello's, must try.
Nice.
Pip.
Tell him Sensei Russ sent you.
Yeah.
You'd be eating out the parking lot. By the way, Recluse the Raccoon should definitely be in the zoo with the stand-up penguin. Recluse the Raccoon. That could be Russ's character. Russ can voice the raccoon.
Nice.
He's very shy.
Yeah, he's like the only raccoon that doesn't forage for, like, garbage. He's, like, sitting in his house hoping other people bring food to him because he's a recluse.
Yeah.
he's got Richie the Rat running around bringing food back to him. Because Recluse the Raccoon is bigger. He could kick the rat's ass. But he's like, oh, I don't like to meet other animals. I'm going to stay here in my little hovel. You go out and get me yesterday's pizza.
Wow.
Everybody's got a character.
Good work.
Thank you. Now.
Listen to Mr. Helix's radio show on HudsonRiverRadio.com every weekday from 3 to 7. You can listen to Mr. Richter. Mr. Helix.
Whoa!
On
whoa! Look at that. I'll tell you what.
HudsonRiverRadio.com.
Somebody should work in the White House. They're very good at keeping secrets.
Funny. I'm saying listen to his show. He says who he is. Go listen. It's good.
You leak more than a White House assistant.
We're not talking about my underwear problems.
What is wrong with you?
I'm tired.
Gotcha.
Joseph.
I'll be at the Brokerage Comedy Club this Thursday, 8 p.m. Go to brokerage.com for reservations and information.
Russ, thank you for coming in and seeing the other side of the show.
I know, the dark, mad, angry dad.
Listen, you got two fucking fairy tales amongst all the
angry. The douches. The douches.
He's the douches.
I created a kids movie and a fairy tale.
And chaos.
I know. Chaos, mayhem, anger, despair.
Despair. What do you need? A hug, Snowflake?
No, not from me, from you, man.
I'm fine. I'm good.
You've lost faith in the world, man.
No, just some of the people living in it.
90% of them, but
why were you
good.
Looking at me?
I haven't lost faith in you. I know exactly what you are.
Stay positive.
You are true to
sorry
form,
already.
My dear.
I'm sorry.
You are true to form.
Stay positive, dude. I'm afraid to come back on the show if the Republicans keep the House and the Senate.
Funny.
I don't think I'm right back. I don't think I'm coming in.
I need cavalry, Russ.
Yeah, I might have to wait till 2020. Give them a cooling off period. I can't.
We did our show on a Tuesday night. And then
we're not ending.
We do.
I haven't seen you guys in months.
We do our show on a Tuesday night. We go do Anthony Cumia's show on a Wednesday, and it's like, oh, finally the cavalry showed up.
Funny shit, dude. That is some funny shit.
By the way, the Federal Election Campaign Act states in unambiguous terms that any contribution by a foreign national to the campaign of an American candidate for any election, state or national, is illegal.
I thought China was giving both Bush, Clinton, and Obama funds.
Well, if it happened, it's
illegal. And George Soros is not an American citizen.
It's illegal.
Interesting.
Anyone who receives, solicits, or accepts these contributions also violates the statute.
Yeah, at least we're ending on a fun note.
Yay!
Anybody want to
any funerals it's going on?
I was just going to say, anybody want to discuss mortality rates? God damn it.
I'm going to research email Davin. I know there was a whole big thing with past presidents, Republican and Democrats, receiving contributions from Chinese corporations. And I know for a fact George Soros is not an American. So that's interesting. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
We're nothing but if not interesting.
Yeah, we are.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing that to our attention.
No problem.
And the Nazi squirrels.
What?
The Nazi squirrels. I was interested.
Listen, I didn't even play the Heil Hitler.
Oh, dude.
What other radio show can you hear things about Nazi squirrels and Federal Election Campaign Act?
Oh, wait.
Only
wait,
here.
Wait, Pip, are you doing radio now? I didn't know. You used to do radio. Are we doing radio now? You thought you were out, but I...
Now she had a Michael. She had a Michael Corleone moment.
Pulled her right back into the barrel. Pip was escaping. I'm going to say something positive. Free at last. Hold on, Pip.
Take my
little hand around her ankles.
Come back here.
Take my porcupine cues. Pew 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 pew.
Wouldn't a porcupine be an awesome weapon?
It would be an awesome weapon.
Of course, they've used them on cartoons.
Notice I just shot it at you.
They have, Joe.
Being the hunt, I got to piss on it. The needles don't shoot out, Devin. I'm sorry.
Damn it.
Well, in a cartoon,
yeah, but when you squeeze, when a lion squeezes your ass, shit's going to pop. It's like a zit.
If anything squeezed a porcupine, they would be less than happy.
It's a cartoon.
I'm just throwing it out.
All right. We're just going to.
And you know what? Mice don't fucking talk, and coyotes don't go shopping at Acme. Shit just happens.
And I got to be up at 6. Let's get the hell out of here.
Just throw prickly pears.
She
they
had
really
information.
Suck.
Blame her.
Yeah, they do.
Pip brought wisdom and closure to a segment. So.
I'm so sorry.
No, I'm glad you did. It was a nice bow on the show. And actually, you fucking started before that when I said, I guess we're not done. So that was you. So fuck you and your coffee. That was your fault. I was ready to play the stupid
I'm going to Dunkin' Donuts and get some
Barry B. Me and my coffee, we'll go fuck ourselves.
All right, so be careful. Otherwise,
I'm having it again for breakfast.
All right. I'm trying to get us the fuck out of here. All right. Thank you, Russ.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. So thanks for having me. Always a good time.
Thank you, guys, for listening to whatever the fuck this was.
Chatty Cathy's tonight.
Fun show prepared.
Yeah,
that didn't
no.
happen.
No.
Had to lighten it up with some Nazi scrolls. I get it. It's that night.
Yes.
It happens. But anyway, thank you all for listening, whether live or on the podcast or on replay. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, keep on listening. Oh, Christ.